Kevin, let's start by way of introduction. Your title, first of all, Kevin Bifford.
I'm the founder and CEO of 701X.
So tell me about this company, how it got started, and where we are today.
Started just doing GPS monitoring of cattle position, and then have been working, morphing that more into the health alerts and health of animals, when animals are pregnant, when you're going to have a calf, and things like that. Basically, to keep the animals more healthy and you aware of what's going on in your herd.
When you think of cost of what we have for that critter out there today, being able to monitor and know where they are health-wise has to be pretty critical.
Yeah, it is. It's very critical. And cattle have doubled in the last 3 years. So cattle that you were getting 3 years ago are half the price of what you can pay for them today. And whether that's a mama cow or the calf that you're selling at weaning time for going into the slaughter market.
So educate me again. What kind of info can they get?
Any health alerts that can get off of the cow or the bull. But then the main thing is to put it on your bulls and monitor that they're mounting cows and in your fence with your cows, mounting your cows to get your cows more pregnancy, which gives you more revenue.
So three and a half years you've been in business. What kind of growth have you seen?
Yeah, we'll get 10 times growth this year from last year. So it's actually picking up quite a bit because our tags are better. Our algorithms are better. We have a data science team that is formulating all these algorithms that tell you about these health alerts and the health of the animal.
What's your background? How'd you get into this?
I'm an engineer by trade. So I used to run a company in Fargo, North Dakota that did automation. So I believe the industry is looking for labor shortages are causing people to look to other things to help them get more done with the same amount of family members that they have.
Prime location here at this show. What kind of feedback have you had for folks coming into the trade show?
It's been very, very positive. A lot of people that come to this show are the higher end beef, so they're the registered beef and people like that. They are even looking for a lot of these things to help them make efficiencies in their market. We hire local. Everything's coming through our facility in Fargo. We do all the manufacturing there too.